As tensions with North Korea rise, President Trump heads to Europe today for a meeting with leaders of the G20 in Germany. Headlining his itinerary are meetings with Russia's President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping. As we heard, both China and Russia have asked the United States, South Korea, and North Korea to sign on to a de-escalation plan to try and cool things down. The Korean Peninsula and much more will be on the president's agenda this trip. Joining us now is NPR's White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Tamara, before the president gets to Germany for the G20, he's going to be in Poland. Why Poland first?
Well, Poland will welcome him warmly. That's part of it. And the other part of it is he's going to make a big speech where he lays out his vision for the future of the transatlantic relationship. And, you know, there are a lot of questions that came out of his first foreign trip, where he went to NATO headquarters and didn't endorse explicitly Article 5, which is the sort of mutual defense portion of the NATO charter. And after that, he said, we do endorse it. His aides say that in this speech, he will endorse that sort of mutual defense idea. And Poland is a country that, you know, is looking for ways to be protected from Russia and the influence of Russia. So that's why he's going there. But the other reason he's going there is that, you know, President Trump has long argued that other countries need to pay their fair share, is how he describes it, put more money into sort of the global defense through NATO. And Poland is a country that is putting 2% of its GDP toward its own defense.
Okay, so he's highlighting Poland there. Then he moves on to Germany for the G20, made up of leaders of the world's greatest, largest economies. There will be lots of talk about economic issues on trade. Now, on Monday, the president tweeted, "Really great numbers on jobs and the economy." Are there?
The numbers are good, certainly. But in terms of job growth in the first 6 months of this year is slightly slower than it was in the first 6 months of last year or in the last 6 months of President Obama's term. President Trump also just this morning tweeted, and this is sort of a preview of how he's headed into that G20. He tweeted, "The United States made some of the worst trade deals in world history. Why should we continue these deals with countries that do not help us?" So that's sort of a shot to these countries that he's meeting with, that they can expect to hear a lot more of him talking about, you know, getting American cars into their markets and various other items like that.
Right. And he's tweeted a lot about China, among other countries, criticizing their trade with North Korea. How is the U.S.-China relationship, which seemed to start off on good footing, morphed?
The president, I think, felt a good rapport with President Xi. And, you know, they had a meeting at Mar-a-Lago and it went well. And the president had this feeling that President Xi was going to be able to fix the North Korea problem. And it's not that simple. As with a lot of things, it's more complicated than at first it seemed. And so the president, through various tweets and comments, has made it clear that he's lost some faith there. He also has a lot of concerns about trade with China still, as he did during the campaign. But that's also a relationship that is a very big, important relationship for the United States. And so, you know, the president of the United States is going to continue to have to play ball there.
I wonder how you think President Trump is going to be received by the G20, given that he didn't make many friends, if any friends, by withdrawing from the Paris Climate Accord.
Right. And on his last foreign trip, there was a G7 meeting where the leaders of the other major world economies spent a lot of time trying to convince him not to pull out of the Paris Climate Accord. He went home and promptly pulled out. And so he heads into this G20 where this is a big, important issue for a lot of these countries. And there's a question of whether it's going to end up being sort of G19 versus one.
Then there's also, if that's not interesting and compelling enough, this rather insignificant meeting with Vladimir Putin coming up. What's on the two leaders' agenda?
Well, so the interesting thing about that is H.R. McMaster, the national security advisor, said that at least as of about a week ago when he was briefing reporters, the president had no set agenda for that meeting with Vladimir Putin. Well, you can be certain that Putin is coming in with an agenda for that meeting. Among other things, he wants an agreement to this de-escalation plan for the Korean Peninsula. But he also would love some sanctions relief. In particular, back in late December, the Obama administration booted a bunch of Russian diplomats out of two compounds in the U.S., and Putin wants them to be able to get back in. But President Trump is in a rough spot when it comes to sanctions. Even if he wanted to lift sanctions, it would be tough because Congress, the Senate, has already passed a bill that would sort of bind his hands on that.
Thank you very much. NPR's White House correspondent Tamara Keith, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.